Spring Collective started in 2017 after Dominique Shakira, Logan Kerr and Penny Sewell pooled their resources, leased an 8-hectare block in Leeston and started a cooperatively run organic market garden. Cosmo caught up with them at the time, but more recently, Dominique and Logan decided to set up their own larger veggie growing business. When Cosmo was in Leeston recently, he popped in for an update.
Quite a lot has changed in the last 4 years. We've become Streamside Organics. So we're still farming on some of the same land and some new land. We farm on about 60 acres. And we've actually got a stream, hence our name, Streamside Organics,
yes.
That runs for, is it 1.5 kilometres along the boundary? And we're looking at regenerating that into native bush.
When I was here last, you were leasing the land, but now you own it?
Yeah, just in the last year, we've finally been able to purchase our own block of land, which has kind of given us the freedom to do what we want on the land, which is really, really good. We have not a short-term lease anymore. We can look for the future, and we can develop the land the way we want to and look ahead more than just a few years with a short-term lease, looking ahead more into 10, 15, 20 years down the track.
Yes. Was that challenging, negotiating the cost for the land?
Oh, definitely. Yes, it's been a long struggle and battle trying to come up with enough to get the deposit for the land. Not from a farming background, yeah, it's been a lot of work.
Yes, yes. Dominique, did you have a wee celebration when you actually signed along the dotted lines?
We did, but it was also a little bit delayed because we weren't able to move. Well, we were leasing the land, so we already were on the land, but we weren't actually able to move into the house until about 4 months later. So it was sort of quite a drawn-out process, and we're getting a little bit impatient.
Oh, so the land came with the house as well?
Yes, so we live on farm now.
Fantastic. And you've built a new processing shed.
Yep, that's integral for the running of our farm. So we've put up a four-bay shed, and that's where we process all the vegetables, wash the vegetables, and send them out to their destinations.
So it's been quite an investment.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. Massive investment. Yeah, biggest investment I've made so far in life.
But exciting, I guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Well, just going back to, like, having a block that's your own and the vision for your land going forward, we can put things in the ground that take longer to establish. So this coming season, we're putting in a few thousand strawberry plants, raspberries and other kinds of berries as well. More perennial plants, things that, you know, take a little bit longer. And also next season we're going to be putting in some asparagus, which takes, you know, 3 or 4 years to get established. And also helps fill the hungry gap that we have here and, well, I guess everywhere in New Zealand, but mainly further south, is that we struggle to get vegetables growing, or a good amount of vegetables growing before Christmas. And those kind of crops, like the asparagus and the strawberries, raspberries, will be helping fill that gap.
Yeah.
And keeping us busy and keeping our staff busy as well during those months harvesting these things.
So having that security, yeah, allows us to really develop our business in ways that we weren't able to in the past. And to go back slightly,
yes.
Logan's a man of a lot of talents, so he was the driving force behind putting up the shed and a lot of the development on the land. So that's really helped us get ahead too, just him knowing how to do a lot of things.
Do you find that you spend more than the average 40-hour week here working on the farm?
Definitely. Yep, definitely. Even more so now we live on site. We used to commute from Christchurch to our farm, but now we live on the farm. That 40 hours is looking a lot more, close to 80.
How about you, Dominique?
I am doing a lot of hours, but I've put a few boundaries in place and cut back a little bit. So I do get home before it's dark, whereas Logan gets home when it's dark. Yeah.
Now, what are the vegetables that we are standing beside right now?
This is red chard and silver beet. And then further, you can see fennel, leeks, kale, beetroot, cabbages, cauliflowers, broccoli, Chinese cabbages. Yeah, it's amazing. You know, only, I'd say 8 months ago, this was just pasture, and now it's all in vegetable production.
Have you had any issues this year with pests or weeds or anything like that?
there's always issues with pests and weeds, but this year pest problems have been less, apart from white butterfly. Like, we've had much less problems with aphids and other insects. Disease problems have been maybe a little bit higher this year. They have been just later in the season. I think it's because of how warm it has been up until really now, or the last week we started having frosts. I think that's the issue. We had a lot of disease pressure coming into autumn. Yeah. So rust on leeks and just other kinds of mildew and Sclerotinia on lettuces and that kind of thing. And one big pest is what we've struggled with is psyllid on our tomato and our potato crops this year. So we cover all of our potato crops with a mesh, like a microclimber cloth. And in the past, it's done a really good job. But this year, we've covered them, covered the whole season, and the psyllid's still been able to get in there.
Moving into winter, what's the plan? What's going into the ground?
I've been spending maybe the last sort of couple of months just after crops have come up, putting cover crops back into the ground, just a combination of different species, rye corn, vetch, tick beans and lupins this year. Yeah.
Do you use irrigation?
Oh yeah, definitely. We wouldn't have anything growing here this season in particular if we didn't have the irrigation.
And where does the water come from?
It comes from a well. We have a bore just at the boundary of our property.
Without the well, you probably wouldn't have been as interested in the land.
No, we wouldn't. We found a lot of promising-looking land around, but with no water access, and so it was just a no-go for us because we need water. And, you know, we're always working on improving our soil quality and management, increasing the water-holding capacity in the soil. But because we are growing annual vegetables, there's a requirement for needing water, especially after transplanting, getting the roots established, when they're about to head up and so on.
Yes. Have you changed the way you grow vegetables since I was last here? Are you using different techniques now?
Yes. Yep, we have changed the way we've grown vegetables a bit. As we've grown, we've managed to get new implements or new tools that make things more efficient and easier. One of them is, well, it was more for harvesting, but one of them is a carrot lifter. So we used to go out there with a shovel and hand dig all the carrots. Now we've got a bar that we can drag behind the tractor under the ground, and it just lifts them up so that we don't have to hand dig each individual bunch.
That would save so much time.
It definitely saves a lot of time, and it saves everyone's backs.
I noticed behind the processing shed there, you've got some people cleaning vegetables. How many people do you employ here?
We employ 14 people. That includes some part-timers, some people who manage the markets and help us out there. And we've got about 8-9 full-time staff on the farm who are out here every day harvesting vegetables, weeding, packing, washing produce. And wages is about 50% of our turnover goes through into wages. It's a very manually intensive area. And we're also lucky or privileged to be able to pay the living wage and want to always be able to give back as much as we can to our employees. Yeah.
Are you making a good profit? Are you doing okay financially?
Yes, we get by. I don't know if there's a huge profit in this industry. But there's a good demand for organic produce, and we've just managed to scale up to meet that. So we do two farmers markets, the Christchurch Farmers Market and Opawa Farmers Market. We're still selling direct to supermarkets, about half a dozen New Worlds around Christchurch, a couple Raywood Fresh, sell to some restaurants, and we do subscription-based veggie boxes and sort of custom-ordered veggie boxes where people can pick and choose, a bit like a farmers market stand, but online, pick and choose what they put in the box and get that sent out.
That's a good idea.
Every week, yep. One of our employees actually developed the software for our website to enable that to function. So we're pretty grateful for that because there's not much software around, you know, geared for that sort of thing in New Zealand.
Dominique Shakira. Cosmo was also talking with Logan Kerr from Streamside Organics in Leeston.